Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Tainis Daf Chav Gemel. We are talking about the fifth line with the words Avram Mishmaris Olmen Agoyla. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mimsar Bas Biaka Moshe Hernish Amash should have an Aliyah. So where tells us Avram Mishmaris Olmen Agoyla, four Mishmaris of Kahanim came up from Galus, meaning from Galus Bavel, when they came to begin rebuilding the second base of Mikdash. Only four Mishmaris of Kahuna came up. What were their names? Yedaya, Charim, Pashchar, Ve'imer. That's what they were called. Now the continuation of the Brice was brought over here, but really it's supposed to be brought later. We're just going to read it for now, but not explain it. Here we continue the discussion. The Nevim that were there, they got up, and they made 24 garolos, meaning they divided these four mishmars which had come up from Bavel into a total of 24. So each one was divided up into six. They put it in a box. Yedaya, the first mishmar, came and drew five lots, and also his own. That's a total of six. In other words, the family of Yedaya was divided into six, and when whoever he is, the representative of Yedaya, put his hand into the box to take out six lots, or turned out Beruch HaKadosh Benes, that all six were from the family of Yedaya, and actually the first one was Yedaya himself. And that's the order that those Mishmaris served in. Then Uba Charim came, Vinotel Chamesh, he took five, Vuhu, and also his own. Hareishesh, that's also a total of six. Uba Pashkor, then Pashkor came, Vinotel Chamesh, Vuhu, he took five and his own. Hareishesh, that's six. And Uba Imer, Vinotel Chamesh, Vuhu, Imer came, took five and his own. Hareishesh, that's also six. And here's the end of the Brayso, of his Imam Hanavim Shabbanayim, the Nevi'im among them made it tonight. They stipulated, Shafil Yahariv Oilam and Agaila, even if Yahariv, who's the first Mishmar in the time of the first base of Mikdash, even if they now come up from Galus, Shalay Yidchas Mishmar Shalafanov, then we're not going to push away the Mishmar that is in front of them, which is now Yedaya, El Yosat Feloi, it's going to be secondary to it because Yahariv, since they did not come up at the beginning of the second base of Mikdash, they lost their spot as being first. We continue discussing this, Amdi Rashi Mishmaris. Then the heads of the Mishmaris, they got up, Va'asu Asim Bate Avais, they divided themselves into Bate Avais, meaning they further divided their Mishmar into more segments. Yesh Mishmar Shai by Chamisha, Shisha, Shiva, Shmar, Tisha. There were some Mishmars that had five, some six, some seven, some eight, and some even nine Bate Avais. Now, when did they serve? So Mishmar Shai by Chamisha, Mishmar that only had five Bate Avais, so Shlosh Makrivim Shlosh Yamim, three of them would serve for 3 days. That would be, let's say, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And Ushnai Makrivim Arba Yamim, the remaining two would be for the next 4 days. That would be Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday and Shabbos. Now, Mishmar Shai by Shisha, Mishmar that had six Bate Avais, so Chamisha Makrivim Chamisha Yamim, five would be for 5 days, and then Ve'echon Makriv Shnei Yamim, one of them would be for the next 2 days, Friday, Shabbos. Mishmar Shai by Shiva, a Mishmar that had seven Batayav, Kol Echad Ve'echad Makriv Yomai, each one would be Makriv just on his day, because that's seven for the 7 days of the week. And Mishmar Shai by Shmoina, a Mishmar that had eight Batayav, so Shish Makriv Shisha Yomim, six would be for 6 days, and Ushnai Makriv Yomechad, two of them would serve together on 1 day. And Mishmar Shai by Tisha, a Mishmar that had nine Batayav, Chamish Makriv Chamisha Yomim, five would be for 5 days, and Varba Makriv Shnei Yomim, four of them would be in 2 days. Further describing these, V'yesh Me'em Shekav Atzman L'Olam, there are those that set themselves on 1 day forever. For example, Mishmar Shai by Shabbos, a Mishmar that fell out that their day was Shabbos, they would always serve on Shabbos. Another example, if it was Matzah Shabbos, meaning they served on Sunday, so they would always serve on Sunday. However, that's a Baba Girsa, I'll call Mishmar Mishmar, they're those that made a new Gairal every single time their Mishmar came around, so then the Batei Avos would make a Gairal of who would serve which day. And someone would make a Gairal every single set of 7 years, meaning when it's a new Shemitah cycle, then they would make a new Gairal, what's going to be for the next 7 years. Now we go on to something similar, not referring to the Mishmaris, but talking about who was appointed as the head, as the Rosh Hashiva. Rabbi Havamani Train Minuyin, Rabbi, meaning Rabbi Huda Hanasi, literally this means he would appoint two appointments. In other words, he would not appoint a Rosh Hashiva forever. He would give him a 1 year contract, and at the end, he would reevaluate. Chav Kimelon Beza on top, in Havagadai, Haimiskaimin, if he was good, he was fitting, then he would continue to the next year, Vin Law, but if not, Havamistalkin, so he would be removed. Now, Medundamech, when Rabbi was about to die, Pagel Brei, he instructed his son, who was from Gamaliel, he was going to be the next Nasi. Amar, he told him, you should not do this. Ella, Mane Kul and Khada, you should appoint them all as one, meaning when you make someone the Rosh Hashiva, he's Rosh Hashiva until he dies. And who's that supposed to be? Umani Reb Chanina Bar Chama, that's a proper girsa, Bereisha, you should appoint Reb Chanina Bar Chama as Rosh Hashiva. Ask the Gemara, Vlom Lemini say who? Why didn't Rebbe just appoint him before he died? So Amar Dreiser, he explains, begin the Tzvachna Aloit Tzipairai, that's because the people of Tzipairi, they were yelling about this, they were protesting and claiming, how could it be that Reb Chanina is going to be over us, he's going to be the head when he comes from Tzipairi? That's not fair for somebody from Tzipairi to be over the Tzipairins. We already know that the people from Tzipairi cause issues, as we've had a few stories before, but that's the reason why Rabbi didn't appoint Reb Chanina himself. Asking where it begins, Tzvacha Avdin, what? Just because they're protesting and they're making a homacha, so that's why he didn't do it? That doesn't make sense. So Reb Elazar Yosa, he explains differently, Al Sheshivu Tam Barabim, it's really because Reb Chanina responded to Rabbi in public. He basically corrected him and showed how he was wrong. That's why Rabbi wasn't the one to appoint Reb Chanina. What happened? Rabbi Hav Yosef Masni, Rabbi was sitting and teaching. The Pasuk tells us, Upol Tupli Tehem, Vayu Alaharim Kiyoni Agayos, Kulam haimiyos. That's the word that he used, haimiyos, whereas Amar Le Rav Chanina told him haimiyos. The word is haimiyos, not haimiyos. Now it's the same word. It's just the question is how do you say it? Now Amar Le, so Rebbe asked him, Hein Karisa, where did you learn Tanakh from? Amar Le, he told him, Kadmar Rav Nun Bavel. I learned by Rav Nun Bavel. Amar Le, so Rebbe told him, Katechas Taman. When you go there, Amar Le, tell him the Menaisa Chakim that he should appoint you as a Chacham. And Vyada Rav Chanina realized from here, Dolem Ismani Biyamai, that he's not going to be appointed in the times of Rebbe, because Rebbe basically was hinting to him that you should go there to get your Shteller, not over here. So it was only after Rebbe was Nefter, then Rav Chanina was able to be appointed as Rosh Hashiva. Now, Min the Damach, after Rebbe was Nefter, Bam Brim Mamnisei, his son, Miriam Gamaliel, wanted to appoint Rav Chanina as Rosh Hashiva, but he didn't accept it. Why not? So Amar, he explained, I'm not going to accept this appointment as Rosh Hashiva. Adzman desmane Rebbe Pas to Duroima Kamai. Until Rebbe Pas to Duroima, he should be appointed before me because he's older than me. Now, Vahavat Hamon Chadsav, there was an elderly Yid there. Amar, he said, this can't be. In Chanina Kadmai, Anantinyon. If Chanina is before me, I'm going to be second. And in Rebbe Pas Duroimaya Kadmai, if Rebbe Pas Duroimaya is before me, Anantinyon, I'm second. In other words, I'm not waiting to be third. I'm going to be second either which way. And Vakaba Olay Rechanina Mismanoyat Lisai, Rebbe Chanina accepted, you know what? I'll be third. First Rebbe Pas, then this Yid, then me. And now Amar Chanina commented later on, Zichis Marcha Yoimin, I had this chos. I had a Richos Yomim. I lived very long, which we know Chanina lived very long. In Begin Hadom Milsa Lesanoyada, I don't know if it's because of this, meaning maybe it's because I gave up and I said that I'll be Rosh Hashiva third, or in Begin, the Havas Solik Min Teveri Letzipirin, it could be because when I went from Teveri to Tzipirin, Aveinu Akim Isratin, I would go on this long twisty way out of the way, Meil Mishal Bishlami to Rishim Chalfusa, but Eintena, I would go up and say Shalom Aleichem to Rishim Chalfusa, and Eintena, that's where he lived, Lesanoyada, I don't know if it was because of that, maybe because of this Kavod Chacham that I showed, that's why I was Zeicha to a long life. Now we have something similar to this, Shmuel Ve'ilin Debes Shila, Shmuel Nechama Beis Shila, Havan Shalom Bishlami De Nesi B'chol Yom, they would go say Shalom Aleichem and see how the Nasi was doing every day. And V'havu Ilin De Beis Shila, Alin Kadmai, the people Beis Shila, they would go in first, and V'yosvin Kadmai, they'd sit in front of him, but then Palgon Iker L'Shmuel, they would give Kavod to Shmuel, V'yosvin Kadmai, they would place him in front of them when he came in. Then all Rav Lataman, Rav came in, and Palgon Shmuel Ikar, Shmuel gave him Kavod, V'yosvin Kadmai, and he put him first. So Amrin Ilin De Beis Shila, then the people Beis Shila said, Anon Tinyanan Anon, we're okay to be second. So when Shmuel came in, we let him sit first. But now that Rav is here, we're not masking him to be third. We want to be second. And Shmuel accepted, you know what, it's fine. I'll be third. Now the Gemara goes on to discuss certain corrections, as we had before, that Rav Chanina corrected Rebbe. So we have something similar. They found three Sefer Torah in the Azara. Sefer Ma'ani, the Sefer Zutate, the Sefer He. Those were the three names of the Sefer Torah. We're going to see in a minute why they had these interesting names. Now, Ma'ani like Ekadem. One of the Sefer Torah, the last section of the Torah, they said the word was written as Ma'ain, and it was Shnayim, the two other ones, Kasev was written Ma'ayna Eloike Kadem, and Rekimu Shnayim Bitlu Echad, they're Mekayim those two, and the Ravato the Girsa of that one, that's what's called Sefer Ma'ayni because of the word Ma'ayn that it had. Similarly, Be'echad Matsu Kasev Vayishach Zatute B'nei Yisrael, in one of them, they found that the Pasuk was written as Zatute B'nei Yisrael, which means the Chashev ones of B'nei Yisrael, they were sent to bring Karbonis by the time of Matan Torah, but it was Shnayim Kasev, and the other two was written Vayishach Nare B'nei Yisrael, and Rekimu Shnayim Bitlu Echad, they're Mekayim those two, and the Ravato the other one, and that's why it was called Sefer Zatute. And lastly, Be'echad Matsu Kasev Tesha He, and one of them, it was found that the word He was written 9 times, and Mishnayim Kasev Achasasre He, and the other two, 11 times the word He was written. And Vikim Mishnayim Bitlu Echad, they were Mekayim two, and they were Mevatal one of them. Now this has to do with every time in the Torah, when it says the word He, it's actually written He Vav Aleph. It's just pronounced as He, but it still has a Vav in there. Besides for 11 times, it actually is written He Yud Aleph. That's what the discrepancy between these Torahs were. One of them had only 9 times, the other two had it 11 times, so we go with the one that has 11 times, and that's why it's called Sefer He. The Gemara continues on Rablevi says, Megillas Yochsin Matsu B'Yushalayim, they found Megillas Yochsin, which is Megillah, a scroll, a book, the list of lineage or ancestry of a number of families, and the Kasuv Ba, what was written there? Hillel min de David. Hillel, meaning the Zakein Hillel that we know about, he comes from David HaMelech. Ben Yatsaf, this family, min de Asaf, they came from Asaf that we find in Tehillim. Ben Tzitzis HaKeses, he was a very chashva person who lived at the time of destruction of the first place of Mikdash. Min de Avner, he came from Avner Ben Ner. Ben Kubisen, min de Achav, he came from Achav. Ben Kabbal Savua, he was a very chashva person who lived at the destruction of the second base of Mikdash. He was Rabbi Kiva's father-in-law. Min de Kalev, he came from Kalev Ben Yifuna. Rabbi Yanai, min de Eli. Rabbi Yanai came from Eli HaKayin, who's Shmuel and Avi's Rebbe and the Kayin Gadol. Min Yehud or Ben Yehud, min Tzipirin, they came from Tzipirin. Rabbi Chia Rabba, Mibnei Shafatu Ben Avital, which was one of the sons of David HaMelech. And Rabbi Yisrael Chalafto, Mibnei Yonada Ben Rechav, who's from Yisrael's family. Lastly, Rabbi Nechemia, he came min Nechemia HaTorshasa. And one more memra, Tani, we have a Braisa. Seder HaSev, what's a proper way of sitting or literally reclining by a meal. Now, this is not referring to sitting around a table on chairs like we do. It was common practice back in the day where everyone had their own individual couch that they would recline on. And so since everyone had their own seat and their own little mini table in front of them, how is it properly shown who's the most chashuv? So it's not changed day mitos when there's only two mitos, two beds or two couches. So agadol shebehen oilam mesiv b'roish el yayna, the most chashuv person, he goes up first and he goes on the el yayna. Now it's not the upper one, it just means the first one. He goes to that one first. Vasheni loy lamate menu, the one who's less chashuv, he sits below him, and that way the one who's more chashuv doesn't have to get up to talk to the other one, as opposed to the one who's less chashuv, he has to kind of swivel around and maybe sit up a little bit in order to see the more chashuv one who's positioned near his head. Now as manchein shalosh mitos, when there's three, so agadol shebehen oilu mesiv b'roish al hamtzayis, the most chashuv, he goes in the middle one, vasheni loy lamala, vashlishi loy lamate menu, the second one goes above, the third one goes below, and v'chein mazdirin v'holchin, that's how they continue doing it. So as there are more people that are going to be part of the suda, we always make sure the most chashuv one is in the middle, and we continue positioning people above him and below him. The Gemara concludes, Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, avos derech hasav ein kvurin, the avos in the Maaseh Machpelah, they're buried in this way. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, going back to discuss the Ma'amados, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.